welcome everyone to episode 70 of the AA meeting. I am your host, as always, Jamie Briggs, PlayStation editor, editor-in-chief of analogaddiction.org. Welcome. We have a fairly big show. There's been actually a decent amount of news over the last week. We had PAX Prime over in the US. A few announcements came out of that. We're going to be going through all that. I usually talk about what I've been playing first up, but to be honest, you know, I finished up my Tales of Xillia review on Monday. Excellent game, gave it an 8. I finished my Walking Dead finale review late last week. Gave that a fairly high score. I think it was a 9, maybe, off the top of my head. Also released my Velocity 2X review on Wednesday alongside the embargo. We're sitting at 9.4 for that one. Excellent game. Go pick that one up. It's actually part of the Instant Game Collection for you PlayStation owners out there that will be Plus subscribers. You can go pick that up, put it on your download list, even if you don't have a PS4 or a Vita. You can just go add it to your list. When you do get them, or if you do get them, you can go download Velocity 2X and play it. Excellent game, amazing soundtrack, fast-paced, really good. One day I want to go back and get that platinum. It looks like a very challenging one indeed. But let's hop into the news. There's quite a bit over the last week. Firstly, Deep Silver, they've unveiled a standalone expansion for Saints Row. It's Saints Row Gat Out of Hell. You will be controlling, Johnny Gat, I'm pretty sure his name is, and Kinsey. They will be the playable characters. Basically, the main character that you usually play with has been taken into hell, which you go in and you have to try and find him. Now, from what it looks like you're going to be playing basically in Steelport once again, which is a little upsetting. It would be nice if it was like a full-blown sequel, but, you know, a standalone expansion, nothing wrong with that. Releasing alongside that early next year will be Saints Row 4 Re-Elected, January 27th for North America and January 30th next year for Europe as well. It will be released in the same day as Gat Out of Hell, and if you don't know, it basically is Saints Row 4, but for PS4 and Xbox One. Me personally, I would have preferred maybe Saints Row 3 coming to next generation consoles. I think it is a better game, but you know, Saints Row 4, nothing too wrong with it at all. And you know, people seem to be loving to bring their titles out to the next generation console. So yeah, early next year if you want to play that one. We had an announcement from Nintendo of new 3DS models coming out. Now, strangely enough, these are literally called New 3DS and New 3DS XL. And the problem is, your old games, you know, there'll be games that only are supported for the system, and they won't be supported for, you know, your old 3DS, your old XL, or DS. So basically, you know, they're cutting their market, and it's a very strange move. Now, they've got a second stick on this, but it's not even quite a second analog stick. It's like this little nub that you can use to move around. The basically main premise is it now has NFC support, which allows them to use their amiibos on the console. I'm not quite sure how I feel about it. I'm not sure if I want to really upgrade again. I've just bought an XL. So, you know, it's... I'm not sure how I feel about this one myself. You know, it's a little bit... I think it's a little bit bigger than the normal one. The buttons are color-coded now, but, you know, aside from that, there's not too much we know about it. We know it's coming to Japan this year, but we don't know when it's coming anywhere else. Moving on, Assassin's Creed Unity is now being delayed. It will be coming out the same day as Assassin's Creed Rogue now. Both games will be coming out November 13th. So Rogue, for your previous gen, 360 PS3, Unity will be coming out for PS4, Xbox One, and I'm pretty sure PC as well. Now, this was attributed to just wanting to do some polish. So, now they'll all be releasing at the same time. There we go. Games with Gold for September has been announced. You will be getting, for the Xbox One, you'll be getting Super Time Force and Crimson Dragon throughout the month. So, there's two games there to pick up. For Xbox 360, you'll be getting Monaco, which I've heard nothing but good things. And Halo Reach, which I wasn't quite a fan of. But you know, these games, download them, you've got them forever. May as well get them. Over on the PS4 side of things, we got an announcement that Dust and Elysian Tale will be coming to PS4, and it's apparently very, very soon. Now, if you haven't played Dust and Elysian Tale, do yourself a favor and try this one out. I reviewed it for the 360 back during the Summer of Arcade was still a thing. Amazing game, I loved it. I'm going to be picking it up once again for PS4. Any excuse to play this game is a good excuse. Alongside that, for PS4, has been confirmed that Persona 4 will also be coming to PS4. That was previously mentioned to be a PS3 exclusive, so now it's coming to PS4. You know, there's even less reason to keep your PS3 out unless you're going through your backlog these days. We don't know when it'll be coming out. It will be apparently coming in Japan in 2015, but we don't know when the Western release will take place. Let's go through the rest of the PS4 news that we have here. PlayStation 4 and actually Vita will be getting theme support. Now, if you have a PS3, you'll be used to this. You know, you download your theme, the background changes, you can get dynamic themes, you can change your icons, all this sort of stuff. Apparently for the PS4, it will be included in firmware 2.0. That's alongside the ability to upload directly to YouTube alongside SharePlay as well. For the Vita, it will be coming in Japan with update 3.30, but we don't know when it will be coming to the Western market, and we don't know if it will be included in that for the Western market. That will be coming along with 4 themes that you can download for your Vita: Freedom Wars, Danganronpa Another Episode, Phantasy Star Nova, and Orishika Tainted Bloodlines. Now, the thing with this is, PS4 makes sense. You've only got that blue background, you want to change it up, you can. Vita, you've always been able to sort of, you know, change the colours of your backgrounds. You've been able to add in your own photos, your own wallpapers, and you've also been able to, you know, move your folders around, make it a little bit nicer. So it's a little bit odd. I don't understand why I would pay to get themes when I can basically customise it myself. But either way, it's there for those that want it. More news out of PAX. No, this was actually out of the Sony pre-TGS lineup. Resident Evil Revelations 2 is in development. It will be coming to PS4, PS3, 360, Xbox One, and PC next year. Now, we don't know much about it. We know it won't follow Jill and Chris as the previous game did. And yeah, that's all we know. We know it won't be coming to 3DS, which is sort of strange, seeing as the original did start on 3DS, and then they did the HD remaster, and now it's not coming there at all. So a little odd, and, you know, a little bad crap, whatever you want to say, for 3DS owners out there. Back to PS4 again, out of the Sony pre-TGS lineup. Bloodborne has been told it's going to be coming out February 5th. In Japan. We don't know a Western release. Now, you know, I was really weirded out that a lot of people freaked out. They were like, what? This soon? I had no clue. I'm not sure if people heard the quote, but at Gamescom, they said all these games coming up will be coming out in the next 6 months, and Bloodborne was one of those. So I assume it's still coming out in the Western release, I guess, within those 6 months, or perhaps they were literally just stating that someone will see this game released over the next 6 months, so maybe it is just Japanese release, who knows. Moving on, this is our last story. We've powered through these ones, I'll give me that. Ken Gayo, of Freebird Games, the developer of To the Moon. Now, if you haven't played this game, go check this out, excellent game. Has come out. There was a follow-up title called A Bird's Story, which we'll be releasing originally November 5th. It's been delayed to November 7th. Now, I spoke with Can regarding this, and it was because Call of Duty Advanced Warfare is coming out November 4th, so they wanted to sort of, you know, give a little breathing room in between both the games, and, you know, it makes sense. You know, you don't want an indie game like this to be overshadowed by a huge console PC release like Call of Duty. So, you know, it makes sense. Alongside this, I have an exclusive interview with Can. Part 1 will be going up tomorrow, actually, followed by Part 2 next week on Friday. There's going to be a lot of content, we talk about A Bird Story a lot, we talk about To the Moon, we talk about the franchise in general. So if you're looking for a lot more on that, you can go check that out. It'll be out very, very soon. As for the site in general, we have an influx of reviews at the moment. Metro Last Light Redux review, Velocity 2X review, Vertical Drop Heroes HD review, Tales of Xillia review, Metro 2013 Redux review, The Walking Dead finale review, and we have more content coming over the next week or so. You can also go check out my extended Let's Play of Velocity 2X. You know, go check that one out. We go through PS4 footage, we show you what you're getting into, and, you know, seeing as people are going to be getting this game for free, you might as well check it out before you go start playing it, because it's they're all up now on the Instant Game Collection. Go pick those all up. Whew, that was a quick episode. I'm surprised. There was a lot of news there. So, hopefully you've enjoyed today's episode. As always, you can follow us. Now, let's go through these. We got Twitter, Analog Addiction, simply that. Me, I'm Jamie AA on Twitter. You can go to YouTube, Analog Addiction Video. All our video content, all the latest trailers, everything, heads up there. You can go follow us on Instagram, simply Analog Addiction. We're getting a lot of followers on there, and we're always interacting with everyone on there. You can go like us on Facebook. We're over 600 likes. We had a contest last week. We always have more contests coming through. You can go join our Facebook group. Talk about games. Have your questions answered in interviews. Like, literally, there's a few questions in these a bird story interview that is from the fans. And we always want to interact with the fans. Make sure that they're always getting their fair serve of content exclusivity. Now, yes, thank you very much for joining me. This is episode 70 in the books. I'm actually going for the Uncharted 1 Platinum at the moment, seeing as it's a little quiet period, which I'm quite excited for. Don't think I have reviews planned, but you never know what's going to happen. So, until the next episode, I would love to have your appearance on analogaddiction.org and, of course, the next episode of the AA Meeting.